Yerushalmi Taina stuff, Yudalid, we're starting from the bottom of the Gimel Beis. So the Gemara starts off, unfortunately, there are different ways what this Gemara is continuing with the discussion from yesterday, or a new piece. The Kohen Gadol learns it's a new piece. Bottom of the Gemara, Gehado Detoni. We learned out the Braisa and the Gilas Tainas that tells over an interesting halacha, which we're going to analyze. Mishnah says, Leich Enesh Lehevi Aluyu. Gemara says, Gilas Tainas, that a person who made a commitment, Enesh Udalayu, Yaisi Bitzilo. So what do you do? Gemara says that the person who made a Tanai, that he's going to fast on a certain day, is going to fast on a certain day, and now goes ahead, and he didn't have to fast on a Yom Tov, but he went ahead and he fasted on a Yom Tov. One of the Yom Tovim that Chazal was Koveya. So Yisa Betzilo, he has to go ahead, and he should make an ask himself in his davening, in his tzilo, in his tfilo, that he should accept another tainus. And again, well, Simarzan explains, but let's see what the Pnei Moshe explains. A person went ahead is makabel certain tainios, not the chiyuve tainios, but those who were with people who were makabel upon themselves. And they came out of Yom Tov on that day. Therefore, he had to eat. He wasn't allowed to fast on a Yom Tov. And these are the ones that are written down. They accepted Yom Tov. Then, yes, I'll feel a kabbal of tainus because of my yom. He has to go ahead and adav and make a tefillah and aser another day of tainus. And it goes, and if he was makabel. If he wasn't makabel on that, lo dacha, he won't go ahead be dacha Yom Tov. He can't go ahead, and during that time, he has to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and fast tomorrow. And if it goes ahead tomorrow, then that fast is a day that's taina. Memela, the tefillos that he has on that day, even though he wasn't able to be masana, wouldn't mincha b'shalu b'fanav, would be considered as if it's a kabbalah, and therefore he would be able to fast even on a day which is a mikra yom tov. So the Gemara explains. You have to go ahead and mekabel in your tefila the evening before, which means the mincha before, is the time that you have to go mekabel yourself. Therefore, a person goes ahead as going to make a tainus, he can't just stop not decide not to eat. You have to mekabel the mincha before kabbalah's tainus to be accepted. It should be considered a tefila. Otherwise, it's not going to be doichi yom tov because you can't fast on a day. The day you're not supposed to fast. But you have to mekabel yom tov, mekabel tainus. And then if you mekabel that tainus, then you can go fast, even though it's one of the smaller yom tovim. Is that it's mentioned in Megillah's tainus? Some say it's the same halacha legabe the tefila of aneinu. A person who's fasting said, you say aneinu both at night or during the day, just like a person on Shabbos, you say, where did we get it from? Why do you have to say day and night? So the Kabbalah explains. Just like on Shabbos, you have to say, Shabbos, it feels Mayer, Vidavin Mayer, Shabbos at night, and you have Shabbos during the day. So to hear, you Makabal Shabbos in the evening, and Makabal Shabbos, and Makabal the Tainus in the evening and the morning, not only in the morning, but you have to do it as well. The day before and that day itself, you Makabal the Tainus. Just like on Shabbos, you do it in the day before. So therefore, it's the same thing should be over here, just like Shabbos is Makabal from the day before. So too, the tainus you have to mekabel it. The Gemara says, like Shabbos itself, from the day before. Says the Gemara, we have a halacha. It talks about which days you can go ahead and fast. The Gemara says, according to this brisa that we have, the negea to the dinner about not being fasting on a day. The days of Megillah's tainus. So what about these days over here? We made a Yom Tov. It was really a fast day. Gemara tells the Megillah as follows. We look at the Mishnah. We look at the Gemara Megillah. That tells the Mishnah, tells you, when is the mutter? Oy, b'yachadus, when we say halacha, you're allowed to go ahead. And in they either you could fast, the halacha, the day you're allowed to go ahead and fast or make it espedim. That's either 11th day according to Rav Yossi, who said you're not allowed to go ahead and fast before Megillah, any yom to Megillah's time, so you can't go and do it the day before Purim. Oy, b'shnevah, or according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to fast the day before, but you can't fast on the day itself, and it's, the day itself is considered halacha. What about the 13th day of Av? It can't be 13 now because that's halakha, but that's considered a Yom Tov. And according to Rav Yossi, you can't do it even the day before, so we can't be talking about that. Would be considered part of the time. So again, here the Kohen Gadol explains what is he referring to here. Whereas I'm saying, same thing we're explaining. The halakha, I feel be Yom Yud Beis. But Meir said you can't go ahead, you don't have to go ahead and fast before, even if you make a Kabbalah before, you can fast. But the day before this is the day of fasting, the day that they would make a Yom Tov for Niknar, and therefore it's already considered a day of tainus, And therefore, you can't, even without being makabel, it's considered already part of a tainus. So if that's considered part of a tainus, then according to Rav Meir, it can't be referring to, according to Yossi, the 12, because that's the makabel before. Elma, you can't be referring to Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one who said, you're allowed to go fast even on that day. But the Mishnah is talking about the 13th day, which is already the day of Niknor. And therefore, what Kumbeda and Kotra Meir, Kotra Yossi, what are the days they were talking about that you have to makabel and that you should be able to fast? So Gemara's Kasha Ad Rav Yosi, Kasha Rav Yosi, looking at the Milner Brisa, Megillas Tainas, betraying us in Yom, the 12th day was the day of Yom, it was the day of Tirion. It was a day, it was brought down in Megillas Tainas, that this day was not Stam a day, just a regular day on the calendar, but it was a day where people were Makabala Tainas. What happened on this day? There's a day where Gemara's explained, Yom, Yom, Mutter, if you love Yosi, Mutter to go ahead, even if you didn't make a Kabbalah, this day was Mutter. Turinus Gozag Zera, Butler of a cover beyamtab. Because that day, it was a day that Turinus made a terrible Gzera on Klai Yisrael and was Batel. And here, Batel, they made somewhat of a yamtab out of that day because it was a day that in history that was very good. Therefore, you'll be able to go ahead. According to that, must have come out according to him. Yossi, you should not be able to fast. You wouldn't have a Kabbalah according to the see, Rav Yossi doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Only Rav Meir does. So, Rav Yag, no, but the interesting thing to say, Yom Shadag, Balut, the day that Lunia, and people were so killed. Therefore, even according to Rav Yossi, the Mishnah can't be referring to the 11th, but it's referring to these days that they were killed. The days that they were killed, these are Tzadikim and Gemurim, and they were killed. So that day became a very, 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 very bad day. It was a Ruki Lud, and Skirmachamokam is meant, they mentioned part of that Ruki Lud. And therefore, they were killed. Therefore, you can't go ahead. Rav Yossi says, Allah, you can refer to on the 11th day, that wouldn't be happened to me, because this is a date that was already celebrated to remember the lunacy of Pupius. Even though they were killed later, there was a gzera against them, they were saved. These two great tzaddikim. So it was a yomtiv made. So even in contra of Yossi, there's no, there can't be contra of Yossi. In the contra of Yossi, this would be fine because it couldn't be the 11th day because that would be considered yomtiv already. So it had to be from the day before what they prefer. So the Gemara said, okay, so what is the brisa? What exactly happened in the Diknik? Why they waited till this day to determine this day? The Gemara explains what happened. Yom Tazos Yom Yom Nikno, the 13th day of Adar, not the 11th, but the 13th day. Mayim, what was the day of Nikno? What was it? You made it to a Yom Tov. What was the Yom Tov? The Gemara Shilta Mishal Machz Yavin. He was an officer in the Greek Empire. His name was Nikonor. Hoyo of Alexandria. He was on his way to go do battle Alexandria, versus Yerushalayim, and away he saw Yerushalayim. Chiyav get the curse, and he went and he cursed Hashem. He cursed Yama Shuvi Eshol Metat Zamiglaser. I'm going to go now. I'm going to have to go to Alexandria. I got to go destroy them. When I come back, I'm going to go ahead and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He went and passed Yerushalayim. He saw the Beis HaMikdash. So he cursed it. Says the Kavanah. Ashabra HaMikdal is there. He's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to break this. I'm going to come back on the way back. And I'm going to destroy this Beis HaMikdash that I see. So B'meila, what happened? There was going to come back. Yatzah Olav, Echa Mishal Beis Kashmanoi. One of the members of the Hatzah went out. To deal with this person who threatened to destroy Yerushalayim, he went out to go ahead and to do battle with Nikonor. With Yoreb Bechel Yusuf, Chashmonim started killing him. They killed him with soldiers. I grew up in Shalom until he went and killed him. They got to his chariot. They killed all the soldiers that were around his chariot. He got to his chariot. Even to get the Groans, but he got to his chariot. Cut his yado. He cut off his hand. He cut off Nikonor's hand. And they cut off his head. And he put him into a wooden pole. And he wrote underneath the pole, but the mouth that spoke so ashma with such chutzpah, such arrogance, such insolence. The hand that stretched out in Gaiva, I'm going to destroy Yerushalayim. Look what happened to him. And they went and they hung and kicked his head on the pole in Yerushalayim, the opposite of the gate of Yerushalayim, to show what happens to a person who threatened to destroy Yerushalayim. This happened on the 13th day of Adar. So it was a tremendous simcha, because the guy said he's going to come along, a powerful general, going to come along and destroy Yerushalayim on his way back from the war with Alexandria. And then instead of that, they went and the Hashmonaim came, and they went and they caught him, and they killed his men, and they killed him, and they put out hung his head out in the gates of Yerushalayim to show what happens to a person who threatens this. You see, it was a tremendous day, tremendous victory. So Mele, because of that tremendous victory, it was a Yom Tov made. If it was a Yom Tov made, there's no Tainus that accepted that day. It was Faker, it didn't have a Yom Tov. So that's the Gemara. What about the 14th day? About that, according to Mele, science considered Purim. That's Purim. And therefore, I'll look at you, Tainus and Hesped is also. If the Gemara said, I want to make Marcel Megillus Tainus, except the 13th day of Niknor, I'll die to Rav Meyosin. According to Rav Yossi, it makes sense that you get a lot of, not a fast only other Tainus because I understand the 13th Niknor was brought down in the day of Niknor. It's a Yom Tov. You can't fast on day. And you warm a Kabbalah before, it doesn't make a difference. Marcel said, either way, the look it would be because you can't before Purim. It's also a bill. So a lot of you want to come and go ahead the day before it, the 12th of Adar, then it would be also. That would become the day. I'll die to Rav Meyer, according to Rav Meyer, you're allowed to go ahead and fast. Right before Yom Tov, we went out declaring the Tainus. Mabalosa, what is the day to come? What's it coming to answer in the day to grow? It wasn't a Yom Tov. What would it come to answer? Losa Lefana Lesa, you can't say it answer the day before, but you don't have to answer. According to Rav Meir, you don't have to have a day before to declare a Tainus. Only that day itself you could fast. So Atzmos and Me'abasa. Elementary 13th day was also because already because of Purim. It was already considered Purim. So Tainus, Asr, and Hesped is Asr. So day Niknor, what's the reason? It must be in there. You don't need it to go Asr the day before the fast. So even after the day Niknor, there's no day there that would come out of Contra Meir that should be considered Asr. Contra Meir would be Asr. Why would it be Asr? That day is considered the day before Purim. Purim is the 14th day, and then with Bechlal, it's going to be considered Asr. And Mele, what's it coming to tell you? What is it coming? So what is a day that we say that day Niknor came to Asr? What came to Asr? What did they come to Asr? They came to Amei. It wasn't about time to come to Hesped. Before they went ahead and they were Masana, they made a Yom Tov, but they were allowed Hesped. They came on day Niknor, so you can't even third day. You can't have any Hesped. You can't have. So not only was the Tainus that was also in that day, even Hesper became also as well on that day. And that's what it's telling you, according to Rav Meir, the Chiddush is even Hesper. Not the Chiddush is the Tainus, but even the Hesper was also on this day of Yom Tov that they made on because of Niknor, because they killed Niknor. So therefore that day, the day before became also even Hesper. So the Gemara says, if that's so, then it comes out that it's a Biyasin. And what about Rav Yossi? So Rav Meir makes sense. What about Rav Yossi? I feel like Rav Yossi, who says that you have to go ahead and declare the day before, let's say Makshe. Isn't it different? What's the name? Then what did Niknor do? What did that day accomplish? You couldn't fast because you didn't make a Kabbalah. Can't tell me. The 12th day was here. They fasted the day before. The day before they fasted was the day of 12th day. But it wasn't a day of Niknor. So what was the day? Again, what was the day of Niknor? According to Yossi, if they asked it anyway that day, they fasted. None to it Niknor. So what was the day of Niknor? What did it come to accomplish? They went ahead. The day Tirion was canceled. The day that they killed him. In other words, since the Maisa was a Yom Tov, one point they were saved. But later they were killed. And because they were killed, later they made a date. The corner of Yossi was needed to go ahead and find that there should be the 12th of Adar. That should be considered Asr because of the day will come to be that these two people were killed. Memela, therefore, it would come out that it would be the day before you have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus according to Rav Yossi, but that day would be considered also because it wasn't a Yom Tov anymore. Because now Yom Tov was made because he was saved, and now they were killed. So years later, so Mamela, therefore, would be considered also, and that's what the Cheshbon of the days are. So I'm going to say, therefore, we understand now, Bein Kondra Mei Kondra Yossi, what the Seder of the Danish Tainus was and what the advice is referring to. But the Gemara continues. 14th day and the 15th day are the days of Purim. Then they must spot that you can't have a Hesped. But she says, on the 16th day of Adar, Shur, in the midday of Yerushalayim, they began to build the wall of Yerushalayim. That's the Mispah. You can't have a day of Hesped either that day, because that day was a Simcha also. They began to rebuild the walls. The Kashmonim began to rebuild the walls. So if all those days are considered, so Zayzak to Megillus Tainus. These days are also Asa. The fake tomorrow question, I don't understand. I'll die to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, it's very good. They fasted on all these days, 15, 16 days, because you don't have to have Kabbalah before. Why they didn't have, they made it 16 to a Yom Tov. There was no din of the Tainus. But Latzmo comes to ask itself, the 16th day becomes us. Come to tell you, you think the 16th day is mutter the Tainus? Tells you no, that day is also us, because that day was the day that they started building Yerushalayim. Maybe you built the walls of Yerushalayim. So if that's so, Yossi, you can't answer until you have a Makaba before. What's it coming to answer? What did the 16th come to answer? You can't say Yossi the day before, because already Yossi the day gave a Hesper time, because it was Purim. So Atzmasa, you can't say it's Yossi because of the 15th day. That was Yossi, that day became Yossi because it was the 15th day. It's a Yom Tov, which is even the Hesper itself is considered Yossi. that the day that even the Hesped, even the day of Hesped, maybe that's what according to Rabbi Yossi is going to be coming to be Taina. I said, no, that can't be. So what's it coming to Aser? What's the Kiddush of the Brisa? Nothing to do with Tainus. Don't tell you about Hesped, that you can have in Hesped on the 16th day. Not only is Tainus Aser, but that day became an important day. They therefore the Makabel, Kachamu Makabel, and Megillus Tainus on the 16th day as well, that not only Tainus is Aser, but also Hesped is going to be Aser, even though it's a day after Purim, but it's still considered part of the Simchas Yomtov, and therefore that would be considered Aser. Zok de Gemara, we have another halacha to explain. Another Megillus Tainus goes further. The other days also to be considered Aser. What happened on those other days? Zok de Gemara, Kinyan, they want to go ahead and kill all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Many of them ran away. They all ran away to Syria. So the Gemara says, the Brisa contends, what happened? Gemara says, Meshiva says, well, the 70th day of Adar, come on, I'm a Mayal, play this Afrayi, to do this Pulkas, basis Avdin. People of Syria rose up against the Chachamim that came to hide in the cities of Kulkas and Mizav, the ones who ran away from Yana Amelah. They came to rant to Syria, and they were hiding in the places Kulkas and Beis Donan, Havi Perkin. And there was a special nace that happened. And the Chum was saved. So they were saved from the by Nay. So therefore they made that day into a Simchat. Made a day into a Yom Tov. Because it was Nitzul. They were saved from them. If they were saved, the Gemara says that they made it that therefore that day into a Yom Tov as well. Zok de Gemara, let's understand which days we're talking about. The Yom Tov. Must we say the 70th day or the 16th day itself is Aser, has been Aser already. So what did they add on the 70th day? What did they add? What did they add that on that day? Adaitra, Nikos, very good. They made a Yom Tov. The Stevrach made a Yom Tov on the 70th day. But also Atzmo became the Aser the day, 70 days Aser Batinus, because otherwise it's no longer Purim. So now you could say if someone wants to fast, you can fast. So they came along and said, no, we Aser, Tainus is Aser. And you can't do it that way. You can't fast on that, even though normally it's not a Yom Tov anymore, but you still can't fast because they made it into a special Yom Tov. I thought, you can't see that it's Aser to fast without making a Tanai before must have come to Aser. What did the 7th day come to tell us? What did it come to Aser? Fasting anyways, Aser, you didn't make a Kabbalah's Tainus. Unless the Father, there's not here to make it the day before. It must be Atzma Aser. 7 days itself is going to be Aser. So therefore, what's the Kiddush? If 16 days is Aser, 7 days is Aser. So what exactly happened on the 70th day that made it Aser? So the Gemara says, it can come out and say, Zot the Gemara, let's understand. Gemara says that Gemara explains what we meant. Amrav Yosi, Khalid, Namalai, all the things we said before Megillus Tainus. Masan Ladavid, we don't support, we have no riot or support, or we don't slug up. Lod Rameo, Nanarameo, Av Yosi. Laboyal, Mos Yam, Shadassa, Banisim, Israel. Don't use any of these days to ask a Kasha, Nanarameo, Av Yosi. The only made the Megillus Tainus only brings in on days to go ahead and mention days that are considered a Nisim happened to Israel. The other thing is, where it's Tainus, Hesped, nothing to do with that. You misunderstood. We're not trying to tell you our locus of Hesped or Tainus. It's letting you know that these were days that were significant, that things happened. That's why they're masaking it. Masakin on these days. That was the point of these days. So to Kapne Moshe, Galeid Vam Lo Messiah, look at this, Mamayim Yossi. So they come and tell you that you should know that these days are unique because they were days that special things happened that they were Makabalas Yom Tovim. But not talking about the locus of Hesped or of Titus. Zuck to Gemara. Yeah, being a raya, Marsav says, but say the little bit, your raya say this taka tro. The only mission, we looked in the Mishnah, we looked in a Bryce, Megillus Tainus. Talk to Bryce, Bryce, Yakanisan, Nikimit, and Roshna, and they used to go ahead. They used to bring a carbon time, it was established that day. Dialamis, but it was the difficult because of Yom Tov, if we couldn't make any Hesped. But Lokai, without that, I know also Makmas Rosh Kodesh, it would not really be us on Makmas Rosh anyway. We don't make a Hesped on Rosh Kodesh, even if it wouldn't be the Sfara of that Yakanisan, which we told me the Kamer was considered, was established. Even without that, it would be considered us, sir. We wouldn't fast. Someone said, what's the ghost tell Vice Lars? It must be. Coming to tell you, not a din in Tainus or an Esped, but a din in what days were special. Those days are right, that these were special days on the calendar, and was pointed out by Megillus Tainus to know what took place, but not that there's any ramifications of Tainus or Esped. Something when I bring a Brisa, I'll show you up. Master Brisa, look, it is. I was with Yom Tov, Yom Tov and Shabbos, you can go with you fast the day before, the day after. Faith tomorrow, what's going on over here? Why don't you go ahead and be Machmir more on Shabbos and Yom Tov than we said before by the Megillus Tainus things that were makel over there. Over here with Machmir, Why do you go to the, why Mishal Hakabe Elu, Achmir Elu, but these are Machmir. These you'll go ahead by Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the other days you consider Machmir. You can't fast. Elu, Divay Tari, and Evan, Divay Tzikon, there's no Chizuk. Everyone knows that's not going to be over. Mar say, Elu, Divay Tzikon, Divay Tzikon, Divay Tzikon, they consider the Rabbanon need Chizuk, because it's something arbitrary, and if even what you say, many of your, what we said before, of the things, explanations of why these things would be usher, would be because we're looking to understand what happened at the, with this, with that, what happened to this group that they came out, that they were makabel upon themselves the days of Simcha, whether it has any ramifications for Titus or not, that the Gemara is trying to understand. Says the Gemara, other than we learned the halacha day that has been Titus or Usher. Ach, Lebatman gets on to Megillas Titus was Usher, they considered these days were considered Yom Tovah. But once Megillas Titus was Batel, and the people did no longer knew Yom Tovim, Mela, all these days of Megillas Titus are no longer in effect, and there's no din of Yom Tovim, there's no din after the basement was destroyed, they all in the Spatel, all these Megillas Titus, the Alokas were in the Spatel, there's no more fast days, and there's no more days of Simcha that you have to worry about in these days. You can fast on them, it's not a problem. But it's not here anymore. Once the basement was destroyed, all the other Simchas were Yom Tovim were removed. Same idea. They all said Megillas Titus was Batel. Yesterday I heard a Brisa. Maisa goes to Titus. They made a Maisa. They declared a Titus in Chanukah during Chanukah and Lord. Even though the Maisa you're not supposed to have Titus, it says over there Megillas Titus, you don't make a Yom Tov and Chanukah. So you don't make a Simchas on Yom Tov. You make a Chanukah. It's not a day of Yom Tov. You don't make a Titus. And we're over here. We're over here. We're himself had his head covered. Yeshua called him. I'm going to have Yeshua. So the sign of Mashiach Tikkum. Didn't go and make a fast. What you said, you want to go do tshuva. You want to go fast. And what you said, you made a mistake. So therefore, why would you now go ahead again and call and the sign of Mashiach Santum, go let him go ahead and do something for them. Do something that you'll go ahead and be bought. But the Magansan. Therefore, you can say, but Megillas Titus, you can say it's in the Spatel. You don't have to go on to each thing. You can say it simply based upon what you just said, that the Spatel, based upon the two Tamidim, two of the connections that we're saying are the days that we continue to follow, those days are no longer applicable. If they're no longer applicable, then but Megillas Titus. Even say those days were, exception to Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, those days are not going to be in the Spatel. Those will remain even after the Beis Mikdash be rebuilt, those will remain, and if the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, these things didn't go away. Somewhere it says, it's us at the Fez Chanukah and fast on and Hesped, because Megillas Titus says those things are whole, and they were never annulled, they were never removed. So at the Gemara, I'm not talking about Megillas Titus. At the Gemara said over there, Megillas Titus was Batel, but nothing see him, Kalavu Shate. All the Yosin fasted every Ev Rosh Hashanah. Beokal and Sim, Kalavu Shate. He used to go ahead, let him feel his last fell on Ev Shabbos, Ram Sivir Tzit, Mavit Soman. He fasted the fast. It's not meditation. Sometimes he fasts the 900 fast. But low question on the Megillas Titus. He wasn't considered what Megillas Titus says. That person can't fast any longer. He should not have to fast. He went so makbid. So the Gemara says he can't do either one. So the Gemara told us that those who teach the youngsters, they teach the children to write. To writing, and a woman who came to ask you which day she should fast, the Imalai tell her, call Messiah, that every day you should fast. Because Mishnah, except the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, no, because the only days you're not allowed to fast, the only days you can't fast. So you want to know the question of what to do, is to fast. The answer is she could fast, not a problem. Those days were not Meskabel anymore, and they were Batel, and therefore you'd be allowed to fast. Only ones who say you can't, are the ones who say the difference, the days, those are the ones who say you cannot do so. Stop over here.